Hello, audio boomerang-a-lang-a-ding-dongs. I am currently visiting the illustrious Kimmers. Say hi, illustrious Kimmers.
Hi, illustrious Kimmers.
I knew you were going to do that. But yes, I'm visiting my good friend Kim because we haven't seen each other since... I was at your place in January, but I forget when it was. It was closer to the beginning of the month. So... we are currently out for lunch at one of the best cafes I have ever been to. We both ordered the exact same thing. It was really funny. We both wanted mochaccinos, and they were really good. Really nice, strong espresso and hot chocolate and foamy, frothy milk. And then we both decided that we wanted Reuben's sandwiches. I am a connoisseur of Reuben's. For the uninitiated, Reuben's consist of... usually it's pastrami or corned beef with sauerkraut and Russian dressing on grilled rye bread, and often Swiss cheese as well. These Reubens, though, were the height of Reuben goodness. They actually had real roast beef on them. They're absolutely divine. And the fries were actually fried and very crispy and salty. So yes, this was definitely a lunch worth waiting for. And worth coming for. I don't care how much it was so good. So yes, I got here yesterday. Kim came to my place in the afternoon after an assessment she had at our local office for the blind.
And a very, 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 very rushed interview for volunteering.
Oh yes!
It was like, hello, what would you like to... your rides here. I'm sorry, I have to go. Well, this is what we have available. You can... yeah, I have to go now.
So yeah, she came to my house after that for the afternoon, and we chatted and had fun and listened to music, and then I gave us pasta salad for supper, and we got a ride back to her place afterward with the disabled transit service.
And everybody, my place is now a building.
Yes!
Not a house, not a building. A building. I got told off very grumpily by my driver because I told him that it was a house, because it is, converted into apartment building.
But no, he insisted it was a building. Oh, it's a big square apartment building. No, it isn't.
It was a house.
So yes, it's now officially a building.
I don't think he liked that very much.
No. So anyhow, I don't know exactly... how long I'll be staying tomorrow and Thursday. We are supposed to get some very bad weather indeed. Very inclement weather, from snow to rain to ice pellets. So I doubt I'll be going home either of those days. I think it'll have to be Friday. Yes, I'm... oh no, help! Whatever shall I do? But that's okay, I've been having fun, and I'm sure the fun will continue. So, Kimmers, you should tell everybody about your cool new computer that you might possibly be getting.
Oh, yeah.
We get government funding for new computers every 5 years.
Okay, so what happened is, I called up one of my favorite people, because he is much like me. This is what happened. I call him and I say, hey, how are you? And he goes, I'm fine, but you didn't call me to ask me how I was, did you? And I said, no, but I'm really glad to know how you are. And that's something I would say. I would think it, I don't know why.
Next time Miss I've Got a Quick Question calls, you should say that to her.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. So I called him up, and he said, okay, well, he said, I would recommend that you buy your own computer, go to a store that you enjoy, get the computer that you want, and then get reimbursed for it. And I didn't know that that happened. I didn't know that you were able to do that with our funding.
Nor did I.
I think we're very fortunate to have the funding, but unfortunately for us, the budget for the laptop computers, just a minute, maybe, has been cut quite a lot. So,
sorry, I think someone was using a cappuccino machine.
Sorry about that. So the budget has been cut quite a lot. So I phoned my favorite computer guy, because, and then plus the man that is my favorite person, doesn't deal with people in my area. So I called my favorite computer person, who is near me, and he said, okay, I can get you the machine you want. So it is a Lenovo, I'm not sure what the model number is, and it has a quad-core i7 processor with 16 gigs of memory, and...
That is amazing.
I have to get the exact model number of the processor, the speed and everything, but... And it has a 500 gig hard drive, and he's going to put Windows 10 Professional on it. He's just going to install everything on it, so that there's no bloatware.
Yay!
Bloatware must die. Windows 7 Professional, but I said, please, I really need Windows 10. And he said, okay, well that's fine. I will install it for you.
Goodness.
So that's what I'm going to try to do. I just have to call.
Are you all finished then?
Yes, thank you.
Would you two like desserts at all?
No, thanks.
What kind can I get?
We have brownies, cookies, including ginger, chocolate chunk, and sweet and salty. We have date squares, butter tarts, carrot cake.
I wish I wasn't so full.
What's the most chocolatey thing you have?
Definitely the chocolate brownie.
Go for it.
Okay, I want a chocolate brownie, please.
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
I'm a bad influence.
Yes.
I'm a bad old putty tat. Anyway, go ahead.
So, I have to just call the assessor that I went to see and see if he'll tell me how this works, or I can call my favorite person and get a sarcastic rejoinder. But he's so great. I don't know. He reminds me of myself. I just, I guess I'm not the most friendly person. If someone annoys me, the Miss I Have a Quick Question person in particular, I just come out with not very kind things to say because she asks me for questions all the time.
And that's half the most of the reason why she calls you up, is just to ask you for help.
That's the first thing she'll say. And so she did this at 9:30 in the morning, and I slept in once. She's like, hi, I have a quick question for you. I said, is that all you wanted?
There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I heard an awkward, well, no. And I'm thinking, yes.
Yes, it was.
So that's my rant.
And I am also eligible for this funding for a computer as well, so I'm going to contact the appropriate person and see what I can do.
You want some?
No, thanks.
Not even one piece?
No, thanks, hon. I appreciate the offer, but I am stuffed to the point where I think I would explode if I were to eat anything else. Even a wafer-thin mint!
No, go ahead.
Yeah, we have a grilled cheese today. It is with white cheddar, prosciutto, sliced apple, maple Dijon mustard, and
my mother would love that.
The Reubens
are good.
The Reubens are my favorite, I think.
Yeah.
They're so good. I just had one.
Yeah.
So did I.
And they're so yummy.
It's always a debate for me whether to get a sandwich or just get breakfast here all the
time. I've never had the breakfast here.
Oh, the breakfast is so good. So incredibly good.
I'm really full. I don't think I can eat this. I'll take it home. It's really good.
The brownie
is like five in one.
Wow.
It's huge. At least three, anyway. The ones I'm
I'll say. We need the exercise after all that food.
I know. Let's go for a power walk.
Well, we could. I was just going to say, if your dad was here, we would. Anyhow, folks, I'm going to end this recording for now because we have company at our the place where we're sitting, and I don't want to be rude. So I shall end this for now and speak to you all soon. Take care. Be good. And if you can't be good, don't get caught.